This is that old cop Jack McLam up here in the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And we're so happy to be back with you tonight, folks. There's so much going on. We want to share some of the things with you tonight. I don't want you to break a rib laughing here, but have you heard that it just came out today that the person that might receive the... what is that, the Peace Award, the top Peace Award given out each year might be George W. Bush, the Nobel Peace Prize. Yes, that's right. I couldn't help but chuckle because here's the man who's leading us into World War III, and it's coming, folks, it's coming. And I'm going to start off with an article tonight, One attempt to attack Iran or Venezuela could bring us into a world nuclear war. They're putting George W. Bush up for the Nobel Peace Prize. Isn't that wonderful? I'm telling you. Well, these are international crime lords that control that award anyway, because look at the people they've given it to in the past. Garbage Off. You remember old Garbage Off? The leading communist that took over the Presidio up, our government gave him the Presidio so that he could run the destruction of America's economy and our personal property rights through the Green Cross, the environmentalist wacko organization. And he got the Nobel Peace Prize. And then let's see, Nelson Mandela, the murderer that murdered millions and millions of people in Africa and is still murdering people in Africa right now. He created the necklacing program for the ANC, the African National Congress, the communist group that runs Africa today and has run it into the ground economically, where people literally are starving to death. And who else can you think of? Well, it just seems like those that are the most murderous and the most evil on the face of the earth get the Nobel Peace Prize nowadays. And so George W. Bush, I guess it's appropriate, folks, because he's got our soldiers, our brothers and sisters out there participating in these mercenary wars for oil all over the globe today, and more are coming. We'll talk about it in just a minute when we come back from the first break. Stay tuned.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
To the Officer Jack McLam program here, and I did get a chuckle out of this. It's truly not funny for our police and military associations, two of which are situated here in Idaho County, Idaho, Police and Military Against the New World Order, and our publication for police and military, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues. It's not funny when our brothers and sisters are being taken out across this world to fight and die for these international crime families that run our governments today, taking out, knocking out the few governments left that are not under these international banking cartels. And, of course, I told you here 8 months ago, 6 to 8 months ago, that just a few days, up to a week after we stormed into Iraq and took over Baghdad, one of the, I think it was Fox News reporters, who I never saw again, got on the television, had his microphone, is standing with the Baghdad in the background, saying, "Today is a great day in Baghdad for the Baghdad and the Iraqi people, because today is the day the international banking system's been installed in Iraq." Well, folks, that tells it all. That tells it all. The same thing with Slobodan Milosevic. He told the New World Order to take a hike, that he was not going to have Serbia be a part of the International Crime Syndicate's New World Order. And where is Slobodan Milosevic today? Where is Serbia? Where is the millions of Christians who have been taken over now by the drug-running Taliban, I call them, the drug-running Muslims of that area, and now have control of that Christian nation? It's been taken over, and, of course, the international banksters now control it. And so it just breaks your heart when you know that our brothers and sisters in uniform are now going to go into Iran next and Syria next any time now and take over that nation and put it under the international bankers that control the presidents of and the governments of this nation, Britain, Israel, and so many of the other nations of the world, most all the nations of the world. And if there's a nation out there that's not under the international banking cabal, we're coming to get you. Our mercenary American soldiers are going to come over and take you over and put in a puppet government. And it's really, really breaks the hearts of us police and soldiers here that know this is going on, and that we're going to have so much blood of American citizens spilled in the months ahead over these other nations that are holdouts to this international crime cabal that wants it all. Here's a report coming into us from headline.com. Headline.com, it says here, one attempt to attack Iran or Venezuela could bring on a world nuclear war. Well, I told you folks, this is what the goal is. There's a reason we're over there sticking our thumb in the eye of the Muslim people. They want to have World War III, and they're going to get it. It says here the international forecaster, editor Bob Chapman, writes this. We find it of special interest, he says, that George and the neocon Trotskyites do not bend out of shape, don't get bent out of shape, as Paul Martin, Canada's PM, returns from China with an agreement to cooperate in a wide variety of energy projects, including plans for a pipeline and ports that would allow oil from Alberta's tar sands to move to Canada's west coast to export to China rather than to the U.S. Well, folks, these international banksters control China, too. You know, it's you know, we've been taught these communist nations like Red China are under the control of their own people. Well, it's not true. The banksters control China just like they do Venezuela, and so it's a shell game is what it is. But anyway, it says here, if you notice this information failed to appear in U.S. media, truly it did, China will invest $100 billion in a series of energy, and I would say, too, folks, that George Bush and the neocon Trotskyites that surround him, of course, they're not worried about the pipeline, because the international banksters that George Bush and his crime family work for know all about this, and they support going around America, not bringing oil into America, because we are being brought down to third world nation status, just like the Chinese people are. So we're not going to be getting more oil. The oil we're going to get, we're going to be paying $2, $3, $4, $5, $6, $7 a gallon for. It's coming. So on with the report here. It says China will invest $100 billion. By the way, when they say China will invest $100 billion, probably $70 billion of that is from the American taxpayers. They're buying products from China. At least $70 billion is. But China will invest $100 billion in a series of energy deals to extend its influence. $400 million will be spent in Venezuela in the oil and gas industry there. President Chavez has suspended the operations of ConocoPhillips, Harvest Oil, and Chevron Texaco. That is a little payback for the antics of the CIA and George Bush and the elitists. Russia is supplying two-thirds of Europe's gas at this time, which makes up 62% of their energy consumption. Germany gets 35% of its oil and 40% of its gas from Russia, and that is increasing every day. Russia agreed to Japanese financing for the 18 billion oil pipeline from eastern Siberia. After having put up 6 billion in China, China has bought a piece of what was Yukos. The U.S. was frozen out of the deal due to their arrogant attitude towards Russia, the U.S. invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan at Russia's back door, and interference in the recent election in the Ukraine, America's being blamed for. Due to dreadful U.S. foreign policy by U.S. elitists, meaning the George Bush crime family and the Trotskyites that surround him, they will now have to share the oil production of Canada and Venezuela with China. This is one of the biggest screw-ups of all times, and American citizens are going to pay for it dearly with the lower standard of living. That's right, folks. What I tell you, the plan is to lower the standard of living in the United States, get us out of our vehicles with all these toll roads that are going up around the nation. On all the streets around the nation, you're going to have to pay $1,200 to $2,000 a year to drive your car, paying these toll roads, and gasoline is going to go up to $3, $4, $5, $6, $7 a gallon. And what does that do? That puts the vast majority of Americans out of their vehicle, just like Vice President Igor said in his book, that we have to be on bicycles in America if they're going to merge us with the rest of the world that's on bicycles today. The report goes on to say, we see plenty of trouble ahead as Russia, China, Iran, India, Brazil, and Venezuela band together. One attempt to attack Iran or Venezuela could lead to a world war and a nuclear war at that. Well, this is all true, folks, but you got to read behind the lines. International banksters are balancing the world. They're controlling the world. They're leveling the world. You can see it happening. They're leveling all those wealthy nations down to third world nation status as they control it all, except those nations that we're going to go into and spill the blood of Americans in the months ahead for these international crime families. It breaks your heart, but that's the way it's going. The American people have no idea what's happening. Also, we're seeing a pronounced rise in incidences of Islamic people attacking or threatening to attack those in other lands. Now, we didn't see this 5 years ago. We didn't see this 3 years ago. But all of a sudden, because of the unbalanced activity of America in against the Arab people of the world, we're finding more incidences of these, like here we're reading from the CCN Washington, D.C. The news desk says here, Albuquerque, February 9th, just yesterday, for a few weeks, a hot jihad internet terror site has been, I won't give that out. If it's an international terror site, I'm not going to give it out over the air, but it's a website. Just hours prior to the Iraqi election, this site was taken off the line by its American internet service provider after being alerted to its contents by Jeremy Reynolds. From friends at Internet Haganah and the FBI, Reynolds has learned that his part in the site's demise, this Islamic site, has made some jihadists very upset. We're talking about Arabs now when he says jihadists. Recent threats posted on the Houston-based radical Islamic site, AnswerNet, have been translated by Internet Hoganon's owner, Aaron Weisberg. We'll tell you about what Aaron Weisberg says about it when we return. I hear the music. We're going to have a little break, and we'll be back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, folks, the momentum is building now. The Arab nations and the Arabs across the world are becoming more active, and it is the plan of these international crime families to cause this to happen. We're going to find a rise in these incidences in other nations against those that are working to overthrow the Arab nations, take over their natural resources, and turn their land over to Israel under the Greater Israel Plan, and establish these permanent U.S. bases in these lands over there so that they can be controlled. We're going to find more and more of these incidences. And here's just another example. Recent threats posted on this Houston-based radical Islamic site, AnsarNet, and it's a long website here, I'm not going to give it out, have been translated by Internet Huguenots owner Aaron Westberg in the past few hours, this link and entire website has been suspended. Weisberg comments on these postings. He says the person who ran the now-defunct Mosset.com website starts by blaming Reynolds for the site's demise, for having it taken down. Post a post office box address for Reynolds and ask anyone else who has any information about him to get a hold of them. This is believed that this might be a death threat against this writer okay, that has called and reported what he read on the website, evidently. I don't know what that is, but the website was taken down. They think it's a jihad now against this guy. Weisberg continues. He says, in the discussion that follows, the Islamics first post Reynolds' home address so that he might be visited, then a picture of him, and they wish that his ribs should be broken, and finally they offer their prayers to Allah that he should deliver to them Reynolds' fatty neck. A clear reference to the current fad of decapitating anyone deemed to be a critic of the more lethal forms of Islam. Aaron Weisberg's comments are available online, and they give his website here. Jeremy Reynolds runs a homeless shelter, Joy Junction, and is a freelance writer. Okay, so this man, Joy Reynolds, calls in because he reads something on what they call an Islamic radical website, and it's shut down. And so, allegedly, and we say in law enforcement, because we don't know if any of this is true, allegedly now the Arabs are out to get him. Well, folks, as we continue to push for war across the world and try to instigate the Arabs across the world, the Muslims, which there's a 1,300,000 of them, to choose sides in this war against Islam that's going on in the Middle East, we're going to see more and more of these situations occurring, so get ready for it. But remember, folks, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, this was not happening. Why is it happening? Because it is the plan of the internationalists that we go over there and continue to stick our thumb in the eye of the Muslim people, shut down their holy cities, bomb their mosques, kill their people, take over their natural resources, take over their holy sites, the states, the countries of their holy sites, and try to get them to go and cause World War III. So stand by. This is going to happen in America, going to happen all over the world, because that is the goal of George Bush and his international crime buddies and these international crime families. So stay tuned for more. You know, there's a guy I really, really appreciate. You know, I've said on this website before that I truly do have a lot, and this is the absolute truth. I know people say this all the time. Sometimes people that are racist say this, that they have a lot of black friends and they have a lot of Latino friends and so forth. But as being a cop who lived my whole police career in the high minority area of South Phoenix, the war zone, I truly do have a lot of black friends, black families, Latino families, great American black families, great American Latino American families who we enjoy each other's company. We live side by side for years. I grieved with them over the death of their children at the hands of the drugs brought in by the CIA in this country. Went to the funerals of these people, dear neighbors of mine. And agreed with the black mamas and dads as their kids would get into drugs and then die in these gang wars, and the Latino children that would join the gangs and be selling the drugs the CIA brings into our country. And here we have a man that I respect very, very much, Reverend Peterson. You might know Reverend Peterson is the head of the BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, it's called, B-O-N-D. He's nationally recognized, this is a nationally recognized nonprofit organization based in Los Angeles, California. For the past 15 years, BOND has been operating highly successful programs for black families, which helps black families and individuals overcome life's most challenging problems. And I want to give you their website when I finish with this information here. But Reverend Jesse Peterson is saying that L.A. black leaders are inciting another L.A. riot. I'll be back to talk about that in just a couple minutes, folks, after these important messages.
Your are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart.
Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Folks, we're back, and I'm talking about Reverend Jesse Peterson, a black reverend who truly loves the black people, not Jesse Jackson, the poverty pimp, and the others that are poverty pimps, and they push for violent reactions to everything so that they can make more money. And, of course, these leaders, these black leaders in the community that are held up and worshiped by the news media and so forth, most of them are all hardcore Marxists. And Jesse Peterson, Reverend Jesse Peterson, knows this and is one of the few standing up among them. There's another one, too, and I can't think of his name, folks. Who was the black activist during the 60s that ran off to Russia and was trained over there, and he came back, and he turned in his communist card and became a great American again, a good American, and began to take up the banner to expose the communist push in the black community. Who was it? No, not Malcolm X. Malcolm X was not the man. This guy's still alive today, Paul, and he he came back from Russia and realized that the black people were being conned and being used by the communists in this country. And somebody that knows, call in, let me know, because I want to get this guy on my show, because this is Black History Month still, and these black leaders like Reverend Jesse Peterson need to be exposed to the American people, because they're truly in love with the black people. They're not communists. They are not part of this international crime syndicate that George Bush heads up in America right now. Anyway, let's get back to Reverend Jesse Peterson saying black leaders inciting another riot in Los Angeles. He says February 10th today, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, founder and president of BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, today charged Los Angeles black leaders with attempting to incite another L.A. riot. This week, black leaders have sponsored marches with protesters holding signs and messages such as death to pigs. Congresswoman Marxist Maxine Waters of Democrat Los Angeles is urging the community to demand justice. She said the incident was reminiscent of the Rodney King beating. John Mack, president of the Los Angeles Urban League, said the shooting, we have a pattern here, where some police officers don't value the lives of young African-American males. On a local radio program, Mack also said, heads should roll on this one. Reverend Jesse Peterson said, blacks should be outraged by the irresponsible action of black criminals. Maxine, this Marxist Maxine, we call her here at our Police and Military Association, Maxine Walters, congressperson, says, no justice, no peace. Waters, John Mack, and black ministers, not the police, are concerned about the irresponsible action of black criminals. In other words, they're not concerned whatsoever. Jesse Peterson says the police officers are not the problem. The corrupt black leadership and irresponsible black parents are the problem. My goodness gracious, can you believe it, folks? I've come from a black leader, Reverend Jesse Peterson, is saying such a thing. You can see he's not a Marxist. He is not a radical anti-American whatsoever, and he loves the black people. He's telling the truth for a change. We haven't heard that in a long time from a black leader. According to reports, an LAPD officer fired 10 shots early Sunday, killing suspect Divine Brown, who was driving a stolen car. The veteran officer standing outside his patrol car opened fire when the suspect allegedly drove his car towards the patrol unit. Reverend Peterson said, and I quote, black folks are killing each other every day. There have been over 368 homicides in Los Angeles this year alone, and it's only the second month, not even halfway through the second month. 368 homicides of blacks killing blacks in Los Angeles. And this is Jesse Lee Peterson again saying, why aren't these black leaders protesting these deaths? These black leaders only care about money and power. They will do and say anything to get it, even if it means inciting another riot, says Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. Don't you just love him, folks? Once again, let me give out his website, and I hope you guys will drop him a note, an email, and tell him, right on, brother. I'm telling you, he's the kind of leadership that'll take the black people out of this corrupt government system that's got their children on CIA drugs that they're bringing in by the hundreds of tons every year. And we should applaud this man and back him in his organization called BOND, B-O-N-D. You can reach Jesse at www.bondinfo, one word, BOND INFO.org, www.bondinfo.org. There is a Holocaust going on against the Latino, the children of the American Latino people and the American black people, folks, against their children, and our government is causing it on purpose, not accidentally, to cause crime so bad that the American people fear so great these young kids that are on drugs and having to commit crimes to get a $200 to $300 a day habit filled. They have to commit a lot of crimes, every one of these kids that are on the CIA drugs, in order to get their drugs every day, folks. This is caused on purpose to get the American majority. I think the whites are still the majority. They're going down fast. But anyway, to fear them and allow the government to pass draconian laws to restrict the Bill of Rights and our freedoms to solve the drug and crime problem that the government is creating on purpose. Does anybody recognize the dialectic here? The Hegelian dialectic, the government creates a problem, and the people scream and holler so bad that the government then comes up with a solution to the problem that wouldn't have existed had the government not created the problem. Well, Jesse Lee Peterson, go, brother, go. What a great guy. Man, I don't know. Pray for his safety, too, because, boy, comments like that, only the Lord Jesus Christ is protecting that man, believe me. Let's open the phone lines up here a little bit, Paul. Let's do that. Might be somebody out there wanting to scream at me or complain or something. But if you'd like to call in tonight, I don't care what it is you want to talk about, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to take you back a couple years because some of you may not know what this old cop knows, but I also had a buddy called Detective Brown, and he was L.A. County Sheriff's Detective Larry Brown, came to Phoenix speaking one day in August 1992 and stated that there was more behind the L.A. riots than the public knew. He revealed that the known agitators from the Revolutionary Communist Party, the RCP, the Socialist Workers Party, the SWP, Progressive Labor Party, the Socialist Party, PLP, Socialist Organizing Network, SON, were there to press for a riot before it started. And some members of these organizations participated in the rioting, looting, and the arson itself. He said that Tom Brady, the mayor, gave a very inflammatory statement that was broadcast on LA TV before the riots. He states that the many police officers already knew that Mayor Bradley strongly supported the Communist Party USA since he first ran for mayor. Well, in LA, let me tell you folks, if you're not a communist, you won't become mayor or any other official in the city of LA, believe me. Also, he received support from the ACLU and the National Lawyers Guild, both pro-communist groups. And in 1969, in his bid to become mayor, his political manager was Communist Party functionary Don Rothenberg. Gus Hall, the director of the Communist Party USA, came to L.A. to tell the communists to help elect Bradley. Some of our fellow officers in Southern California believe this is Los Angeles County Sheriff Detective Larry Brown speaking. He says some of our fellow officers in Southern California believe, after evaluating the evidence and results, that the outcome of the trial, remember that trial against the officers that beat up Rodney King? Okay, he says that the outcome of the trial was planned to release these officers by certain government officials and carried out with precision by the judge and the prosecutor, and we at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order believe they were right. How did they manipulate the jury to get these officers released when the officers, some of them, were absolutely guilty, folks? And I'm saying this as a cop. They were guilty. Well, if you want to know how they manipulate the jury, read Aid and Abet Police Newsletter, Volume 1, Number 10, that addresses the science of how this is accomplished by a judge and a prosecutor working together to control the jury outcome of a jury trial without the jurors knowing about it. There's no doubt that this was understood, and all of these communists, Tom Bradley and the whole group over there, knew what would happen if a not guilty verdict would come out and what it would accomplish. And what it accomplished, folks, was that they wanted to test the American people in L.A. to see if they would allow the Posse Comitatus Act to be violated. They needed a test on the American people, and we failed the test because what happened over there is that the riots were planned well before the jury verdict came in. They knew the jury verdict was going to be not guilty because the judge and the prosecutor set it up that way. They controlled the information the jury got and controlled the outcome. But what happened was the American people allowed 2,000 U.S. Marines on the street of an American city within hours. Now, this was a very important test. The most severe breach of constitutional law was brought to bear. And more importantly, folks, the people said nothing. The masses of people there in the L.A. area complained only that the government should have acted sooner, bringing the military in. Bad, bad, bad. You can see how they set this thing up, folks. They knew then that the American people, if you put fear in their minds, either real fear or contrived fear, that the American people will allow their rights to be violated. They'll allow martial law on the streets just to make them safe. So this is what went on there, and that's why I think there's something behind this. I'd have to get with Jesse Lee Peterson, Reverend Peterson, to find out why the black leaders right now are promoting another riot in L.A. What's it for? I can't tell you. Let's go to, who was it there?
Terry
in Texas. Terry, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program.
Yes, sir. How you doing this evening, Officer Jack?
Hey, I'm doing just fine, brother. Just
good.
Fine as frog's hair.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was calling to come in and applaud Reverend Peterson.
You said it, brother.
For doing what he's doing up there in Los Angeles, because, like you say, I guess a lot of the black leaders, they just sold out, too. Because corruption
sure
come in all colors.
Yes, you got that right.
Yeah, because down here in Austin, I'm working on a petition, this recall petition that we have down here, and I've been passing it out, and some of the black people said, well, man, we're getting rid of Danny Thomas. I said, well, Danny Thomas, they're just crooked as the rest of them, but he's black, so what? if he's crooked, he got to go.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, I wish people thought like you, brother, and Reverend Peterson, because it is like the Yellow Dog Republicans and Yellow Dog Democrats. That they don't care if it's Lucifer himself. If he says he's a Republican, they'll vote for him.
Right, they sure will. But I got a good pastor, and he always says it's not a sin problem, it's a sin problem.
Hey, brother, that is right on target. It's a sin problem. Yeah, I like that.
Yes, sir. Well, I just wanted to say hello to you, Officer Jack, and keep up the good work, and God bless you.
Hey, I can't tell you how much it means to me, that you're there, and you're a black leader in the black community, brother, because I'll tell you what, I've watched for many, many years and tried to expose the destruction of the black family on purpose, and it just breaks your heart. It just brings tears to your eyes, especially when I've carried little black children into the hospitals, and they've passed away because they got into mom or dad or their brother's drugs, and to know the CIA is bringing that in and pumping it into the veins of the minority children to cause the crime, to cause the whites to fear and to hate the minorities, is just it's almost too much to imagine being true. Don't you think so, brother?
Yes, sir, I definitely do, but I blame we got a lot of coward Christians out here.
Yes, we do.
They know these things, and they really help perpetrate them, in their job situation. That's why I applaud you so much, on your job. It was just certain things that you wouldn't do. Well,
right.
Some of these people working for the government and the city and the state, they know that these things are happening, but in order to keep their job, they're keeping their mouth closed.
That's right. Great problem. We deal with it every day here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. That's one of our biggest problems as police officers and soldiers are looking at that pension, they're looking at that promotion, and they turn their eyes away from many of these things. And some of them, God bless them, they become involved in these criminal activities to keep their promotions and keep their pensions. And they're going to stand before the Lord one day and answer for that if they don't answer to the people.
Yes, sir, it's real.
Yeah. Well, listen, thanks for calling in tonight, my friend, and I hope all goes well there. And thank you for standing up and speaking out. We need you so bad, and I'm proud to know you, okay?
All right, proud to know you too, because we're going to start this thing locally, and maybe it'll spread nationally, and we can let these politicians know that they're not our leaders, they're our servants.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, keep on going there.
All right, thank
you. Anything I can do for you, let us know if there's anything we can do for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye now. Yeah, all right. You know, we don't have them surrounded, folks, yet, but we're sure gaining on them. Praise the Lord. We'll be back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. The closing minutes, if you'd like to call in, please, on 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stapmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. Samuel Adams said something we must all remember, and don't forget it. God's in control, not these turkeys that call themselves neocons and these international crime families. God's in control. Samuel Adams said it so well when he says, it does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen to set brush fires in the people's minds. Let's set some brush fires, folks. That's what we're doing here on Republic Broadcasting Network and what you're doing in your communities. That's what we have to do. Let's go right now to Joan in Texas. Joan, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I've been listening to your program a few times during this past week, and I really enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank
you. Make me laugh.
Hey, by the way, I'm coming down to Texas. You know,
are you?
The 19th and 20th, Austin, San Antonio area, going to be speaking down there. I ought to give out the phone number if you're interested for Randy.
Like
Randy down there, that number for anybody's interested is 512, area code, 247-5394. That's 512, area code, 247-5394. This, the 19th and 20th, I'll be there speaking, and Randy's the guy you want to get a hold of. I don't have any more information at this moment, but love to see you, Joan.
Also, I was wondering if the name of the person you were looking for was Julian Bond. Is that the person?
No,
he's an activist during the 60s?
No, I'm going to write that down, though, because you're right. I want to get a hold of him, too. But no, he started an organization that his son runs right now
for
black folks, and it's all to expose the communist control of the black people today in America.
I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, well, we need to. He's not given any, of course, media attention, you can imagine, because the media is controlled by these internationalists. So I'll find his name, and we'll get him on the program, Joe. But listen, Joan, thanks for calling in tonight, and I hope you'll call back, okay? No, not Manning Johnson. Let's go to David in Texas real quick. David, we've got about a minute left. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. I just started listening a couple of weeks ago and kind of upset about the national ID cards and the Austin toll roads and wanted to try and, like you said, light a fire under people and get them activated and get them started to try and find out more and more and get themselves educated and fight the fight, you know?
That's all there is to it. We've got to get these brush fires lit in the people's minds, get them to realize that all of this, David, is going to affect every one of us. Not any of us are going to escape. No place left to run.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, and thanks for all the work you're doing.
All right.
Have a great night.
Thanks so much. Hope to see you when I come down to Texas, 19th and 20th.
Yes, sir. Look forward to it.
The area down there. Okay. God bless you now.
God bless you.
Good night. Well, folks, that's it for tonight. Got to get out of here. Hope to be with you again tomorrow night, Lord willing. Don't forget the pledge this old cop likes to give you from time to time. My pledge to you is a nation under God first, freedom forever, an anti-God new world order, absolutely never. I give you this pledge because I truly do love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.